Hey man.
Hey.
Do you like movies that have like robotic guys in them?
I like shows that have robotic guys in them.
More than one robotic guy?
It's more than one. Well.
If you watched episode 2 of Doom Patrol.
So yeah, this is going to be our kind of a weekly recap. So I guess it's spoiler-free.
Kind of spoiler-free.
Yeah.
We're trying to keep it spoiler-free.
But, you know, if you just go watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a free trial. You can go watch both episodes, both, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing with that one. If you want to binge the whole thing at once.
Yeah, you probably don't want to watch
you
this.
You got to wait.
Yeah, you got to wait.
But you can watch Titans. Titans on there, too.
Yeah, Titans got the full season ready.
Titans wrapped is good.
Up.
You should watch that one next.
God, I've been binging on so much stuff lately.
They dropped so many names in Titans.
Well,
and actual characters.
Talking about dropping names.
Doom Patrol's in Titans episode 4, I think.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, so let's get into episode 2. Of Doom Patrol. So it comes right off the last one where they had the big black hole in the middle of the town that kind of sucked up the town. So, it's just a straight continuation of what kind of happened at the last episode.
They decided to go back and be heroes.
Yeah, Crazy Jane kind of tries to. Well, like I said, this is going to be kind of spoiler-y. So, spoiler.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. So, you have Chief and Crazy Jane. They both get sucked into the black hole.
That Mr. Nobody made.
That Mr. Nobody made from the donkey. And talking about the donkey.
Paraguay.
The donkey has a lot of...
He has an even cooler scene in episode 2.
Yeah, that whole thing about... So the concept is that the donkey is a doorway.
A portal.
A portal to another dimension that Mr. Nobody makes out of this donkey. And they were... let's recap. After they get sucked into this black hole, it actually cuts to Detroit. Because in episode 2, like I was saying, Cyborg comes in. And excuse me one second.
That, and that was my other robot guy reference.
Yeah.
Because I guess Cyborg, well, yeah, he's part machine.
Part machine, yeah.
So I was kind of right.
Yeah, yeah, you're only half right.
Yeah.
But you're also half wrong.
I that's better than usual.
Besides always being 100% wrong. So yeah, Cyborg, because it was really weird. I only... known Cyborg for like Teen Titans and
Justice League.
Justice League, yeah. But this is pre-Justice League. Well, no, it's not pre-Justice League because technically Justice League is there, but he's still kind of training for Justice League. Him and his father, I guess they said him and his father have the best relationship that's more to the comics than anything else because,
yeah.
His father's very stern and wants him to keep on... you know, progressing. And he says, another 4 or 5 years, you might join the Justice League. So, that's a lot, you know. But, yeah, so...
What do you think about Cyborg on this team, though, fit-wise?
They put Cyborg in there because they needed a name that's recognizable so people actually watch it. Because if you say, oh, these five people, or whatever, that you don't know anything about, but now you have Cyborg in there, and this is like when he was, I think he's probably still in his teen years, early 20s,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, right in the early part
right
of
his
him
early
becoming
stage.
Cyborg.
So, yeah, right when he's becoming Cyborg. I mean, he was already Cyborg, but he's more, you know, establishing his powers, and his father still hasn't given him all the upgrades. And I guess he won't because...
2Ds.
Yeah. Upgrade. So I think until he actually gets his upgrades, I think that's when he'll get into Justice League. But I personally think... I don't know. I think he'll be a good... I don't think he'll be a good teammate. I think he'll make people watch.
Yeah, I don't think he fits in this team at all.
I don't think
it's
so.
It's supposed to be misfits.
Yeah.
And he's obviously
not.
He takes charge right from the beginning.
And even Mr. Nobody says, oh, you're going to be treated a little different. So let's go continue on. Okay, so we learn that Cyborg is going to join the team. Well, Cyborg actually knows Chief from like 5 years ago, because I guess he's taken a liking to Cyborg because, you know, he likes...
Him and Cyborg's dad were both scientific-minded people, genius exactly. level,
yeah.
and worked together.
Yeah, so and so after that, you know, Cyborg kind of, he actually hears over the radio, hey, this whole town is kind of sucked into this black hole, and that kind of piques his interest, so he goes over there, and then he finds out that it's Doom Patrol and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, I think he was kind of a little forced into Doom Patrol, because he's all like, okay, now I'm here. Let's figure this all out. Because, you know, he's a very take charge person. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm not liking him in there. I hope he doesn't stay in for the whole season.
Because it is a DC name. It's a popular name. And if you put Cyborg in there, it was like, oh, crap, there's Cyborgs in a new show. Let's watch it.
But why'd you pick Cyborg? He wasn't even the most popular one on Justice League.
Yeah, but you're not going to pick Batman or anything like that. That's just, you know, when he didn't give that whole Bruce Wayne name drop in the ATM. So, it, you know, I mean, it is a DC universe, so technically, yes. Batman is there, so I would imagine Justice League, Superman's there, Aquaman. You imagine a whole town getting sucked in a black hole would raise some suspicions. This is what Mike gripe with Aquaman.
Yeah, you think some kind of catastrophic level event like
that. Yeah, would raise some suspicions, especially when the police are actually talking about it and they're trying to cover it up.
Doom Patrol's there, like, hey, where's Superman? Batman.
And I think that's when we have the problem with, yes, I know it's supposed to be Doom Patrol, but these people are almost like sidekick level. They're not really level one. Well, they even said they're...
Even Marvel on Netflix, though, those guys cross paths and help each other, so...
I don't know. I think, yeah, he's a little forced, but
I think it kind of slowed down the tempo for me with the team kind of coming together.
Mm-hmm.
You throw him in, and then they're kind of just like, now they're looking at him as a leader.
Yeah. So, and as a leader, so he's all like, okay, now we need to get into this donkey, and we need to get into another dimension, and this is where Mr. Nobody rules. This is his plane. So he is going to mess with them the entire time. And talking about messing with them, so you have Elastigirl. Right. No,
Elastawoman.
Sorry, Elastawoman. Sorry. Negative Man and Cyborg that goes and tries to follow Crazy Jane and Chief into this void, into this doorway, which is another dimension. And which is funny because she's all like, do you want me to just become an ooze and you put me in a trash bag and just funnel me into this donkey? And there's can you do that? She's like, oh my god, are you serious? Because the only reason that they're going in there that they found out that it is a doorway is because Crazy Jane got spewed out.
Regurged out.
Yeah. And then she became Baby Girl. So then Baby Girl, and it's a lot for in 45 minutes or whatever, a 48-minute show, a lot to push in there. But I think the storytelling was good. I like, you know, I keep on thinking it's almost like CW-worthy graphics. Graphics aren't the...
A little better than Smallville.
Yeah, a little better. But, you know, Smallville was almost 15 years ago now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a good TV show with TV graphics. This like I said, like before, this isn't going to be your AAA, you know, Marvel $100 million. So this is... This is a first run series, and they kind of want to test the waters, and they're probably not going to drop all kinds of money for graphics.
Well, even with all the problems I had with it, I still really liked
episode two. Yeah, I still really like episode two. You know, and this is when I think Mr. Nobody was trying to get Negative Man out, and so he's like right on cue.
Yeah.
So that was kind of crazy. Yeah, so I guess you know, it's gonna be a crazy season. I do agree with you. I don't think Cyborg needs to be there, because really after he went with Doom Patrol, what did he do?
Yeah, Justice League kept him up in the Watchtower most of the time in the comics, just watching over things.
Exactly. So I mean, he really didn't actually do anything. He caught the donkey. That was nice of him. I think that's all he did. If you actually rewatch that show, what powers did he do? What did he actually do?
He just interfaces with computers.
Yeah, but
as a second language, I guess.
Exactly, but the thing is, there was no computers. He went in the third dimension, or he went into a different dimension.
I guess there's no donkey computer, so...
Yeah, so he really didn't do anything. He was actually more of probably a harm for them to be there than for him not to be there. So, it's like that whole Indiana Jones. If Indiana Jones wasn't in Indiana Jones, it would all play out the same exact way. That whole theory, that Big Bang Theory theory.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, they put it on Big Bang Theory. It's like, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I think I like it, but we actually got to learn a little bit more about Crazy Jane and the underground.
Oh yeah, that's where all of her personalities reside.
Yeah, exactly. So 64 personalities, and if one gets too low, they die. So, you know, that's quite interesting. You know, so we met Baby Girl, this one, which is a huge fan of Cyborg, apparently.
Oh, gosh.
And he name drops the Flash.
Oh, so, that's right. He did. Yeah.
He name drops the Flash. And then Baby Doll. Okay, who else did we meet? At the end, this is kind of a spoiler. We meet Hangman's daughter.
Yeah.
Hangman's daughter. So I guess what she does is she paints, and the paintings come to life or whatever. So
very morose.
Yeah. So I guess at the
end. Which one was it? One where the words turned into.
Oh yeah, that one weapons. Too. I don't know the exact name. I just remember Baby Doll and Hangman's daughter. It, like I said, it's a lot to.
I don't know if they even gave her a name.
I don't think so.
That was a pretty cool power. Your words are seen and they become
whatever, like
weapons.
Weapons, yeah.
That was crazy.
But because you have Robot Man fighting Crazy Jane, but wasn't really Crazy Jane. But I guess at the end when Cyborg was trying to interrogate Baby Doll, he was trying to interrogate. Oh God, what is her name? Write down the name if you know who I'm talking about. The main lady that goes all crazy at the end. That explodes everything.
I don't know.
Yeah. God, it's not Jane. It's, I forget. Well, yeah, he'll figure it out.
Yeah,
Yeah, we'll look it up. But, yeah, so that's the one that's deepest right now. And you don't want to interrogate her.
Oh, you mean her personality that is that deep. Yeah, I don't remember, but she was pretty bad.
Yeah, she was pretty. It's like, you do not want to interrogate this one. And then he says, let me talk to this one. Mm. And that's when the Robot Man starts running. He's like, oh, shit.
You asked for it, Cyborg.
Yeah, exactly. You better run. Because Cyborg didn't do anything. Like I said, I think he's more of a hindrance. I think he's going to be the squeaky wheel. He's there. You'll notice him because he's going to be talking. But
he gets called up to the major soon because I don't like him with this team.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I like him as a character. I just don't think he fits well into this world.
No, it's a misfit.
Not this world. Into this Doom Patrol.
Yeah, I mean, it's a group of misfit.
I mean, you said you read the comics, right?
Yeah.
So was he actually in Doom Patrol in the comics?
In the newer comics, very briefly.
Yeah. So, like I said, I think it's going to be more in lines of, you have to put in at least a name so people can actually watch.
That makes sense, because that's really what they're doing with Titans. I like every episode of Titans, mm-hmm. there's a new character from the DC Universe that they're showing, mm-hmm. which they're probably going to splinter them off into their own shows.
So, yeah, remember when we were talking about DC does it the opposite way of Marvel?
Yeah.
They shove everybody in there, and then they make their own movies, which makes no sense. As Marvel did the way they made every individual movie, and then they put them all together. So DC is
just... Their roadmap worked a lot better than DC's.
Yeah, as you can tell.
So, yeah. Well, Aquaman did pretty damn well. Wonder Woman did well.
That's like what they say, 60% of ticket holders were women. Do you wonder why?
We'll see that Captain Marvel, if that follows suit with strong female characters.
Yeah, but that was, you know, which is funny because they were saying, a little off subject, but Captain Marvel is that everybody thinks Captain Marvel's Shazam.
It was originally, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is,
long story.
And then everybody's all like, wait, isn't Captain Marvel like Shazam, or wasn't Captain Marvel a dude? So everybody's kind of confused with this female Captain
both.
Marvel.
Yeah, exactly. Both. Even in Marvel, Captain Marvel was a guy at one point.
Yeah.
Marvel.
Captain Marvel, yep.
So Yeah, yeah, there's a little confusion.
So everybody is a little confused with who Captain Marvel is. Like, it's not a huge name.
Now, Wonder Woman's pretty iconic, so yeah, I guess that accounts for a lot. Aquaman's just a lot of women.
I'm telling you.
He's going to take his shirt off?
Space with bubbles. That's what I thought. That's what I said. I'm keeping my word to it. And you don't have a gigantic cataclysmic event without, I don't know, three of the most, baddest people to ever live, Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, but
they call
Cyborg.
The Trinity for a reason. So, yeah.
They do nothing. So, but off topic. But I think we were just saying that is...
That was their day off.
Yeah, they're like, it's not my time to save the world.
He's got it.
He's got it.
Arthur can take care of it.
Right. So, yeah, I think that's... You have to watch it. I highly
recommend Doom Patrol.
So
far, both episodes have been really good. Even with the problems I had with Cyborg in it, it was still a very good episode.
Yeah, very good episode. Yeah, I'm not going to discount it. I just think that Cyborg doesn't need to be in there.
No, and I fully agree with that.
Yeah, Cyborg doesn't need to be in there. And if you rewatch it, what did he actually do?
Yeah, I didn't think about it that way. I might have to go back and rewatch it now. What did you contribute?
Yeah, what did you contribute? The only thing you did was to piss off Crazy Jane, which made her go crazy and almost kill everybody. Yeah. And you went in to Mr. Nobody, so now he knows you're intimate, so you are more of a liability. It's like when we watched Incredibles 2,
yeah,
when they said, so if you did nothing to with the if you did nothing, it means
still same amount of damage
or less, and the money's insured. But now we have 10 times more. So I think he didn't need to be there, and he didn't really do anything.
Agreed.
Yep. Well, yeah. What do you think? Do you think that Cyborg needed to be in there, or what do you think about Crazy Jane's crazy powers, or what do you think about Robot Man that is pretty much a you know what he reminds me of? That depressed robot from Hitchhiker's Guide. Because that's all he does. He's like...
The Eeyore bot.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Tell us what you think down below. I would love to hear from you. And while you're down below, why don't you hit that subscribe button?
They're going to Australia?
Yeah, subscribe?
You said they're going down below.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. That's Land Down Under.
It's in Land Down Under. Yeah. So, yeah. While you're down there, hit that subscribe button and... Hit that bell icon so you can actually listen to all of our upcoming, or listen, I'm talking about not listen, but watch us complain about things.
You'll be notified as soon as it goes up.
This is Talk Nerdy to Me, Complain Edition. We like to complain every time.
We're like the two dudes on the Muppets that sit up in the back.
Oh, my God. I'm still going to make like a little
balcony.
Little balcony.
Hey,
you call that, DC? Well, like I said, comment down below what you think. Do you agree with us? Don't you agree with us?
You should.
You should agree with us. We are very intelligent people.
We're very opinionated.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Good or bad, doesn't matter.
Good or bad, doesn't matter. Well, I think that's it. Well, my name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
And we will see you at episode 3. Later, guys.
Later, nerds.
Bye.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG?